Today's daf is daf Vov, and we're in the middle of the sugya of the machlokas of Abaye v'Rava about yadayim she'enen mochichot, whether they're considered to be yadayim or not. According to Abaye, they're considered to be yadayim. According to Rava, they're not considered to be yadayim, and both of them claim that the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, when it comes to gittin, is inapplicable to Nadarim, either because the context of Gittin means that we're not dealing with the normal Yadayim Sheina Mochichot, because the context, the way the Rambam understands it, the context makes it clear to us, and therefore the Rabbanan in that case, the say, what would you need Yadayim Mochichot for if the whole context tells you clearly that this is a get, and what do you have to add to the Vedein and the Minoi? Or because get requires more yadayim mochichot, because get is kritut, mashenk, and other things which don't need to be so absolutely clear, maybe wouldn't need. That was the difference that we said yesterday. And today the Gemara wants to see whether we can bring a raya from a Mishnah or a Braita as to the din of yadayim she'enan mochichot in terms of neder. So meite, ask the Gemara in the second line, harehu alai. Hare ze alai, asur mipnei shehu yad lekorban. Look, a guy who says, this particular thing is a lie, meaning it's a lie in the sense that it's on me as if it were a korban. So it's a way of saying koni. Yeah, as if he said koni. It says in mipnei shehu yad lekorban. In other words, since the way in which you would normally make something a korban would be to say, hare alai ola, that's it, right? So then over here, if you say, Hare ze alai, you're saying it's Hare ze alai as if it's a carbon oil. But you see that the only reason that we're ready to say that it's considered to be a yad, and it's clearly it's a yad, because alai can only work as a yad. You never said asur, you never said the word carbon, but we're still going to complete your statement because this is a handle to the complete statement, correct? And yet the only reason that it's a handle to the complete statement is because you said the word a lie. Suppose you just would have said hare zeh, or suppose you would have said hare hu, then it would not have been sufficient to make it a yad. Why not? It's obvious. Your intent is no different when you said a lie or you didn't say a lie. So apparently what the difference is that a yad has to be a clear handle so that almost the entire statement is complete, and you didn't make it, and therefore it's no good. But according to Abaye, who holds that yadayim she'inan mochichot be nidorim are sufficient, even alibid Rabbi Yehuda, this doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't it be perfectly good yad if you just said harei zeh, harei hu? Because you also have harei hu korban, no? No, says Abaye, that's because, Amalach Abaye, that's because if you didn't say a lie, it could have meant anything. It could have meant like this. Taima di omar alai hu di aser. Abal amar hare hu. Belo amar alai. Couldn't you mean hare hu hefker? Or hare hu litzdaka? I mean, what does that have to do with the iser? The chalal has no iser. If you say hare ze alai, alai implies it's a burden upon me, it's a problem for me, and so on. So therefore, we turn it into a lashon of korban and iser only to make it a yad, in other words, not to make it a yad mochiyah, but to make it a yad bichlal, only because he said the word alai. Less than that, it's not clear that you're trying to make a halacha on yourself. It could be you're saying anything.
It's worse than insufficient, it's because it can be misinterpreted. It's not
sufficient. No. It's not a yad. A yad you need. You need a yad. Gentlemen, okay, let me answer the question so that we can continue. You guys can fight after. The way to phrase it is the question of whether it's considered to be a yad or not considered to be yad. Then the shaila of mochichot or einan mochichot is a question of whether you need to, certainly you're saying something, you have a handle, and the question is that there's a lot that we need to put in that you've left out, right? So it's not as mochia, but the handle is there. If I don't know what your intent is, Bichlal, so that I don't have a handle. Handle to what? A handle has to be to something that the listener understands what you mean. Right? The question over here is whether there's so much there that there's no room at all for even, I mean, the brain puts in the word. It's like there's a missing word. We know what that word is. That would be a yad that is a mochiach yad. That's a question whether b'chlal yad helps. But if yad helps, so then that's sufficient. What Abai is saying over here is that this is not a yadayim shein mochichot. It's not yadayim. Because if it doesn't mean anything clearly, then it doesn't mean anything.
So Mr. Kimura's question was that there's a problem according to Abai. His answer is that they're interpreted different ways, and therefore it's not clear.
Therefore it's not a yad. That's what I'm saying. That's the point that you have to make.
That's why it's not a yad. Right. Had there been no other possibility of what it was, we would have said this is insufficient information. He would have said, according to my sheet, that this is sufficient to yad. It's because there are the possibilities of what that meant, not just insufficient, that it can't even be a yad.
I don't understand your statement. What is the difference between insufficient and other possibilities?
Because the answer is maybe.
What is the difference? Explain to me the word you're using. What does insufficient mean, and what does one mean? What does one mean when saying other possibilities? I don't understand.
Insufficient would be I have to fill in the blanks, and since I hold that even yadayim shenu mechichas havi yadayim, I would have accepted it. It was a good question. But since Arehu can be ended by...
Fine, then that's fine. Then you're just simply repeating it using an arbitrary word to mean the same thing that I just said. I mean, I don't know why that's what's called insufficient. I was hoping you would clarify that as well.
There was no other possible ending.
No, this, then we're going back again. I'm not sure about that. No other possible ending. You're jumping to a conclusion about the nature of Yadayim, which we haven't reached yet. I said we need to look further to define properly what is meant by mochiach but yad and not yad bichlal. So far we're leaving it rather vague. We're just saying you're saying that nafkamina is two possible interpretations versus, I don't know, versus insufficient clarity, statistical reasonability. I mean, that's not clear yet. We don't know yet enough to tell us finally what's nafkamina between a yad that is not mochiach and something that's bichlal not a yad. I said yesterday we have to leave that up until we get more information. But in any event, Abaye is claiming that this is bichlal not a yad, because it could mean anything. It could mean he's dealing with Isser, could mean he's dealing with Tzedakah, could mean he's dealing with Hefker. I mean, why say that he meant carbon? I don't understand. So that, that's not what we said. We said mipneshu yad lekorban katani. In other words, we were perfectly happy with the idea that harehu, Harei Zeh, is a language of carbon. The only problem is you didn't say a lie. So therefore, you used an insufficient handle. Because the way in which I relate generally to making a carbon is by saying Harei Zeh Alai, whatever, right? Harei Alai Oila. But we weren't questioning the fact that it's a Yad LeKarbon. We weren't thinking, well, gee, maybe it's something else completely. So therefore, to say that, for Abaye to say that the question over here is not whether it's Yadayim Mochichot, but whether does it refer to carbon or something else, doesn't seem to be possible. I mean, that's not what the Tanna is saying. The Tanna is saying, we're dealing with the Yad LeKarbon, but we need a lie to make it a Yad Mochiach. So then why do we need a Yad Mochiach B'chlal?
It was Yad LeKarbon when it had a lie, though. So how do you know it would be Yad LeKarbon if it didn't have a lie?
Because what we need to say is that if Harehu is not sufficient of a lushan of carbon, then a lie is not going to turn it into a carbon. Because it could mean other things as well. Maybe it's a lie as a debt or a lie let's stuck out. In other words, that's not going to make it sufficiently carbon. It's got to be, this other Rosh understands it, it's got to be that my thought is, I'm using a Lashon of Karma, Harei Hu, Harei Zeh, because otherwise Harei Hu and Harei Zeh means anything. Once you're telling me Harei Zeh, Harei Hu means a carbon, now all you're dealing with is Yadayim Mochichot. So therefore, Abaye can't be right about that, that it's not a Yad. It is a Yad, because you have the carbon, Katani. That was never the question. Ela Ema, therefore what we should say that Abaye answers is, that it means just the opposite. If you had said Arehu and you hadn't said a lie, you would have made things worse. Because if you say a lie, you indicate that the iser in question, which is carbon, konim, so this carbon in the sense of konim, is a din that is referring to you particularly, because that's what a lie means. It's on my shoulders and not burdening anybody else with this issue. But if you just say hare hu, then you seem to be making us on everybody. I want this to be us akuli amakayakdish. Hare hu. So therefore, if you hold your daim, shenem okrikot, have any daim, that would have worked also, but it would have worked in a much, much harsher way. That's the meaning, therefore. Like, time of the amar, a lie, hu, the asur v'chaveiro mutar, aval amar, hare hu, then shneyam asuri. Why? Because the dilma hare hu hegdish ka'amar. If you don't use a word of konim, let's say, you would have said, hare ze asur kehegdish. What would that have meant? That you're answering it on yourself? Absolutely not. What I meant, you're answering it, bichlal. If you would say, hare ze konim, konim is a lashon that you're talking about for yourself, hare ze korban. That's a lashon that you talk for yourself. When you say something is hegdish, you mean, I want it to affect kulei amak hegdish. No. Oh, what do you mean? Of course. But stam, if you say about an object, even if it isn't yours, in this case, since it is your object, and you could have asked it on others, therefore, says Abaye, the meaning really is not that it's usher as a yadla carbon, because it might have been a yadla hegdish. If it's a yadla hegdish, so you'll say, doesn't that make it yadayim she'enam okichot? No. It doesn't. And this is an important nafkamina. If you have a question as to whether something subsumes something else, it's not called yadayim she'enam okichot. We mentioned this in passing yesterday. If you have two interpretations, one of which subsumes the other, hegdish subsumes carbon. Carbon is a form of hegdish that we would use as a co-name in terms of creating an iser on me. You can't say, I doubt your intent, and therefore it's not a yad. This is a question, which we'll see later on, of where you have alternative explanations of what something means. So we go benadorim l'chumra, and we assume you mean the more chumra thing. That's all. Because it's not a contradiction. But to say that this is tzedakah is a contradiction. To saying it's hefker is a contradiction to saying it's a koname. So therefore it's not yadayim at all. Over here it's a question of whether we should interpret it l'chum or interpret it l'kula. But it's both part of the same family, carbon and hegdish, and one is just more inclusive. Fine. So therefore, it says, according to me, on the contrary, this is definitely a yad. And it's eno mochichot without the alai, and therefore it's worse, not better. That's the point. Mason. Harei zo chatat. Harei zo asham. Now, you can't really take an animal and make it an adobe. There's a lashon of an adobe. You say, harei zo ola. So what do you mean? That this gets the kiddush of an ola? No. It's not your business, not your problem. But it's now in the Dova, and wherever it is, it belongs to Hegdash. It would be nice to bring it to the New York. Say the mitzvah of the Nadova. And so when you say a lie, it means you have a responsibility now to make sure that you're going to bring an oil. When you say a rezu, you're referring to the animal. So that's called a Nadova, not an actual net. Problem is that you cannot create a Nadova as a chatas or an ashram. Either you're chayev and a chatas or an ashram anyway, because you did the fate that demands it. Or it is not going to be possible to make a chatas and ashram. Now, over here, strangely enough, the halacha is that afa pishu chayav chatat v'asham lo amar klum. Since you said this wrongly, because what you said it was in a lashon of nedava, and that's not possible, you didn't say anything. Now, obviously, if you hold that yadayim she'enam ofichot haven yadayim, I mean, it's certainly, if we're ready to say that somebody who makes a shvua b'lashon neder, a neder b'lashon shvua, we said before, is considered because of yadayim, that it's a kosher neder, but this is certainly a kosher chatas, kosher ashram. The guy's chayav a chatas. See, he didn't say arezu chatasinu. I don't understand that arezu chatat means this is the korban I want to be my chatat. I mean, what's the difference? If you said arezu chatati, Arezu Ashami, there imhulayam echuyav, then dvarif kayami. This makes no sense. I'll leave it there by it. You have to die by it because it's certainly yadayim. It's just yadayim shenar mavichot. You're saying, it's not clear enough for me to use this as a handle to say this is my chatas. Now this, there's no way to get out of. There's no way to get out of this kasha for Abaye. Therefore, says Abaye, you know what? You're right. But remember the good old machlokas between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda about whether we can use Yadayim Sheinam Mochichot. This is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Wait a minute. Abaye, you claimed that Rabbi Yehuda wasn't even arguing. You claimed Rabbi Yehuda was arguing only in the case of Gittin because you need Kritut. Now all of a sudden when things get tough, you're falling back on Rabbi Yehuda. You're saying, oh well, there's always that machlokas, you know. Ask the Gemara, but Abaye, who the Amar Anadam Refil Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye was claiming all along. Rabbi Yehuda didn't have, well, I guess he changed his mind. Hold on, babe. He obviously changed his mind. I mean, there was no choice, right? I mean, otherwise he's got to blow the whole sheet out of the water. So, who is this Tana? This Tana must be Rabbi Yehuda. So now, okay, it becomes clearer. Therefore, that there is a machlokas, not only about Gittin, says Abaye, but all over. Ah, so let me ask you, if Abaye changed his mind, should we already change the mind of Rava? So we said before, so should we say, Lema Rava, the Amrik Rav Yehuda? So now, in other words, when Rava is saying that I hold that Yadayim Sheinam Mochichot Lo Havin Yadayim, is that because he's passing like Rav Yehuda or Melchor Rav? No. Let Abaye change his mind. I don't change my mind. I said yesterday, Anad Amrik Filo Rabbona, Ad Kan Lo Kamri Rabbona Lo Binan Yadayim Mochichot Ala Gabi Get. Because of the context. So what do I need to say with that? That they didn't have it on me noy. Avo bi'alma bi'inan yadayim mochichot. And therefore, I stick to my belief that nobody would argue in any other area but Git. What do you mean? He is the machlokas amarayim.
I know, but didn't you want to ask before, like, why?
No, that's what I'm arguing about. I'm arguing about whether there's a machlokas by Nedarim. You claim there's no machlokas. You claim everybody would agree when it comes to Dorim Yadayim. I disagree. I say I'll leave it to Rabbonim, which is the Rabbin. Machlokas Yadayim Shana Mokizot Havin Yadayim. I disagree with your differentiation between Gittin and Nedarim.
That's wrong.
That's Abaye. Even though Abaye is saying that there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, he's arguing on Rava, not in the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, but rather about the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, which is perfectly valid.
And the Hodar Bein.
Hodar Bein's claiming that there was no machlokas at all. Now I hold there is a machlokas, but you still hold there's no machlokas. So in that I argue on you. This is a perfectly valid machlokas. Somebody wants to come along and wrongly interpret the machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan and limit it to Gittin? That's not true. It's a universal machlokas. That turns out not to be the machlokas Amoraim, which is completely valid. Boy Rifpa. Yesh Yad L'Kedushin Olo. We're talking over here not about Yadayim Shein HaMochichot anymore. We're talking about Yadayim. Now, we know that the Torah tells us by the act we learned out from the extra Nizirut, or from the Lindor Neder, or from the... However, we learned our three possibilities initially, that there's a Din of Yadayim, and then we applied it with a Hekesh or a Mamatzino, so we were ready to say that there's Yadayim in terms of Gittin. How about when it comes to Kedushin? We'll see what we mean by a Yad, by Kedushin. Obviously, we're being Shemir Negiah, so it's got to be a different kind of Yad when it comes to Kedushin. But the question over here is, do we say that it's a simple Mamatzinu? There's no comparison between Kedushin. And you'll notice, as we pointed out yesterday, that we make a Neder in Kedushin in the same Lashon. Harezu is Hekesh. Hare At Mekudeshet. It's the same kind of thing, basically. And Tosis, that's all. That the Gemara explains. Hare At Mekudeshes means to be Asra Kuliyama Kehegash. So maybe the dinim of Yad should also be learned out, if it's at least a Yad Mochiach, let's avoid the issue, Yadayim Sheinam Mochichot. So perhaps it should be a din in Dibur, or perhaps we should say that since Dibur is insufficient, it requires a Maisa, maybe there the Torah is not ready to take a Yad as the equivalent of the Maisa, as the definition of the Maisa of Kedusha. Perhaps if I'm so machmer that I need a Maisa, either Shtar, Kesef, Bia, So I also need to have a dibur that's associated with clarity, along with the maisa. So what's the case exactly? The yad, the kedushin, and kedami. Ilay medarma la leisha. Suppose he says to a woman, and he gives her two prutot, and she's there with a friend, and he says, hareat mekudeshet li, and he gives her two prutot, which might all be for her, but might be in order to make two different kedushins. And then he turns to the friend and he says, Va'ad nami, you too. That's not a yad. Pshita, hainu kedushin atzmana. Va'ad nami is kedushin. You're saying, etc. So that can't be the question. Elokugon d'homer lo isha, same case, he gives two prutas to a woman. He says to her, Harein mukadeshet li, turns to her friend and says, Va'at. Now, va'at could mean, don't be insulted, we're thinking about it still. Va'at, for you, chazoy, we're going to see. You know, it's all too much, I can handle it one day. I mean, you know, I already took one, we'll talk about it this tomorrow. Or does he mean va'at nami? That's the question. So, mi amrina va'at nami, omar la l'chaverta, v'tapsi ba'kedushin l'chaverta. O Dilma, even though it's not, yeah, and certainly not mashkut, it means, and as far as you are concerned, we'll think about it. I mean, what's he saying? Va'at. I mean, it's almost 100% that that's what he means. And it's definitely, if there is a yad, this is a yad mochiyah, not a yad she'inu mochiyah. But nonetheless, it's still a yad, because he didn't say arayat mekudeshetli by saying the nami. So that's my question. What's the din? Says the Gemara, wait. You think Rav Papa asked this question? But Rav Papa was the one who, in Kiddushin, shouts at Abaye and says to Abaye, Miramale Rav Papa la Abaye, I feel very bad about this. This is not a good idea.
We'll take it home and clean it up for Shabbos.
In the class of Shabbos. No, I feel bad that I feel that you're unable to hear the daf during that time.
I am listening.
Yes? And it's going all in? Because I notice you never ask a question when you're at the kettle. So I think to myself, why would that be?
Because a watch put never asks.
Okay, with two plutos.
That was pretty good.
Better than the non-name.
Oh, that was pretty good. I'm still shocked. I don't know what to make of it. Okay. So Abaya is discussing over there Yadayim She'inan Mokichot by Kiddushin. So Rav Papa shouts at Abaya because he was going Aliba to Shmuel. And he says to Abaya, I don't understand. How can you say that Shmuel would hold in that case that it's a good kedushin if it's yadayim she'inan mokichot? And we saw that Shmuel's opinion by Nozir is that yadayim she'inan mokichot lo havin yadayim. Why didn't Rav Papa say, well, what are you talking about? There's no such thing as yadayim by kedushin. Or, how do you know there's yadayim bechlal by kedushin? Why is the only thing that bothers him Shmuel? So apparently, since he's only shouting about the problem of yadayim she'inan mokichot, but the fundamental issue is clear in his mind, Yadayim there is. I don't understand how you could say that even Shmuel would hold Yadayim Shena Mokichot. So how come Rav Papa over here is boy Rav Papa? There's no boy Rav Papa. Says the Gemara, to see that inside. Etc. So isn't that clear that at least, I mean, v'chalal d'sfira leilu Rav Papa, that at least yesh yad v'kiddushin. He's not arguing on the fundamental assumption of the statement of Abaye. No, not necessarily. Look, if there were two things he could have said. He could have said, I'm not so sure how you know, b'chalal, that you have a right to compare the din of yad by kiddushin to yadayim by nadarim and naziris. But I'm willing to grant you that, because I don't know myself. So let's assume for a moment that you're right about that. But you're certainly wrong about yadayim she'inan mokichot aliba d'shmuel. That's all he means. He doesn't mean, yeah, you're right about yad. He's just saying, grant it for a moment, because I got 100% a question. I'm not going to start arguing with you now about something that's not clear to me either. I'm making that, in this moment, I'm making that question. What is it then, by the way, about yad v'kiddushin? But whatever it is, you're for sure wrong. How can you say that Shmuel would hold Yodayim Shenebikachotam and Yadayim? So that's all that he was saying. So Chodan, Migo Maidisvei Leshmuel, Amalei Labai, he was only talking to Abaya about one level of this discussion, and he could have asked something else too.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you. It's the language is a little megumgum, and indeed many change it. Normally, choda migo means one out of two possibilities of what someone said. So when you have a layered approach in which I could ask about a fundamental thing and I ask about a secondary thing, you choose one out of the two to discuss. Over here, to say it's one out of the two, the Sfira Leil Shmuel, is strange. There's nothing to do with Sfira, so indeed, some take it out. That's right. So some take it out. It's actually a bias assumption. So, Boy Rafab, another question that I have. We're going to have a long list of questions.
I want to tell you about that Kedushin. But when you give it, how did you even with what? What do you say with what?
You want all the nasty implications here. No, you see, I was right. You weren't listening at the kettle. I knew it.
You do?
You knew.
But he doesn't say it in the Gemara.
But it's as if it said it in the Gemara because you heard it from me.
I wanted to point out to him that the word go appears in our tefillah also in the same similar context. I mean, go, Galu. The Golgalusa within the midst.
Yes,
of,
excellent.
It's the same word.
Right. But he wasn't asking what it means here. He was asking why it's Shmuel.
I also was curious about that.
Good. Okay, so we're happy. Okay, next question that we have that Rav Papa raises.
In addition, let you have two objects.
There were two objects, two separate rings. So that it's clear contextually that we could interpret this as one of them is meant for the other woman. Or it could be that she had maybe two fingers or two ears that the earrings could fit on. You know, you never know. Some of these people walk around with only one earring. So, by Rav Pop, another question that I have is whether yesh yad lepe'ah or ein yad lepe'ah. I also want to know about Pe'ah. Now, we'll see that the reason that we're asking Pe'ah separately from Kiddushin is because the Torah, as we're going to see, is Makish Pe'ah to Nedarim in terms of Baal Ta'achar. We have a long list of things which we started to be Darish. Kidrosh, Yidoshena, Hashem Elokecha, Me'imach. The Me'imach we never Darshan, but we'll see later on that the word Me'imach is a reference to gifts to Aniyim. Why? Because of Et Ha'ani'imach. So eta ni imach, whenever it says me'imach, we understand that means like a chik rapeya and so on. So apparently there's a din of Baal Ta'acher on things even that the Torah was machayev you on that you're mafrish from your property. I want to know, says Rav Papa, whether peya would be the equivalent of the Dorim even in terms of yadayim. Yesh yad lepeya o ein yad lepeya. Now can you explain to me what the case would be? Yechidami. A guy points to a furrow in his field, and he says, this furrow shall be peah. Then he turns to the next furrow, and he says, Vade nami, this one too. But that's not a yad, that's peah. And so, ahu peah ma yatahi. So obviously the case that you're wondering about is this, kikomi vayle, kigon do amar vade. He points to the next ugya, and he says, and this. Now, what does he mean when he says, and this? He didn't say nami. So, do we say, and this is the conclusion? Or, and this is the same thing like we said by the woman. And this, now this is different. This, actually, I want to use for my trip to Hawaii. So, it could mean either of those things, so it's still a yad. So, what's the halacha? Ask the Gemara, wait, before you ask that, the implications of your statement are, Michlal, that he Amar Sada Kula to Havi Peya? Does that mean that if you wanted to, you could make the entire field Peya? How is that? What's the riot? What is the riot? It's a very strange question. Why is what Rav Papa is saying indicative of a halacha that if you want to make your entire field peah, you can make it peah? All he's saying, and this Ugya, who's to say that he needs the rest? So the Rush explains like this. There are a number of explanations. The best explanation is like this. Look, what are we talking about? We're clearly talking about a case where this guy has already given sufficient pay. I mean, otherwise it's clear from the context. This is pay. Normally you give 1/60th as pay. Okay, so this guy gave 1% and now he needs to add in order to get to 1/60th. So Mimela, he says, and this. I mean, then it's clear from the context that he's just giving his 1/60th. But the Gemara says the question is, when he says, and this, he means, and this should be my trip to Hawaii. Now, if Lamaisa is giving a normal pay,
he doesn't say, and this also, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Gemara said, the fairish, velo amar nami. Okay. What does he have to say, and this is my trip to Hawaii? What's that supposed to mean? He's got a whole field. What do you mean, and this is my trip to Hawaii? You're giving 1/60th of your field. So you're looking now at 59 similar chalakim, and you. What about the other? So obviously we're talking about a case where he's saving a furrow for himself. Nonetheless, we're questioning, you mean it could have included this also? So then the whole field is payah. So what makes it payah if the whole field is payah? That's the question. Because otherwise it's ridiculous to say, and this is for expenditures. You got to explain that the next one's for expenditures. When now you've got 50% that's left over yours is all for expenditures. It's crazy. That's how the Rush understands. It's a beautiful deal. Beautiful deal. Because otherwise it makes no sense to say Vizeh should be for something else. But Lamaisa, by the way, just as an aside, Tosis points out that forget about the issue. We always have a question. Is it by Truma? You're by Peah. How do you call a whole thing Peah if it's the whole thing? And that's our question. That we're going to see. We have a Raya that you can call the whole thing Peah. Good. But there's another problem. Tosis brings from the Yerushalmi. In order to give Peah, it has to be Bekutzrecha. Lo techale pa'atzatcha Bekutzrecha. If you never cut anything, how can it be payah? You're not chayav and payah v'klal. Where's the bikutz racha? So Tosfos says, obviously, it's got to be talking about that you took one stalk. That, yes. But that's not because of the problem of payah versus the whole. It's because of bikutz racha. It's not significant. Oh, my gosh. Very risky behavior, Richie.
What happened?
I'm wondering, what happened? Because here I am, holding a cup of hot tea in my hand, wondering what to do with it. I look up, and what do I see?
Closed eyes.
A guy who would really benefit from hot tea.
Yeah, Rob should have done the tiger style. There was in the news, the tiger jumped the...
Yeah, that's right,
the
that's
tiger
right.
Style, that
that's right, ball. Yeah, ate somebody.
Yeah. In the cafeteria.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, shehakol nehiyeh b'dvaro. So, therefore, it's talking about there was a kitzira. Okay. In any event, says the Gemara, are you trying to tell me that you can make the entire sadeh peyah if you want to? Have a peyah? Indeed, you can. V'atanya, does it not say beferush? Minayin she'im rotzeh la'asot kol sadehu peyah oseh. If you want to make your entire field peah, how do we know that indeed that is still called peah? Talmud lomar peat sadecha. It doesn't say peah l'sadecha. It says peat sadecha, which can be read, peah is your sadeh. So you can give your sadeh as peah. Okay, but anyway, getting back to my question, says Rav Papa, I hope you're not satisfied. Can I please continue talking? So, mi amrina, kivan de'it kishla korbanot. Do we say that since peah is compared to korbanot, as we're about to see, ma korbanot yeshlem yad af peah yeshla yad, odilma, or perhaps the nature of the hekesh is contextual, because there it's talking about the whole parsha balta acher l'shamo, and therefore that's all that it's compared to, ki itkish l'balta acher hu di itkish. Where exactly is this hekesh? Hecha itkish? The Tanya. Remember that the continuation of the psukim about Acher, ki tidon neder l'Hashem elokecha lo ta'acher l'shamo, ki darosh yidarshenu Hashem elokecha mi'imach, and we darshen that so far, and then it continues to say, motzeh svatecha tishmor ve'asita kasher nadarta Hashem elokecha nidava, and then we have the the Daroshi Roshan Shomakach Miimach. So the context, therefore, of the whole business is Baal Ta'acha. So there, Miimach means Leket Shikha V'Peah, as I explained before, and Leket Shikha U'Peah is compared to Neder. So the Shaila is it compared for Baal Ta'acha, or is it compared for everything? I also have a question of Yesh Yad L'Tzedaka or Ein Yad L'Tzedaka. What do you mean? Well, obviously, if you say this coin is for Tzedaka and this too, that is Tzedaka, it's not a Yad. This is L'Tzedaka and this, V'Lomar Nami. So he might be saying and this too, so Adein Nami Tzedaka. Or he may be saying, Hadein is enough kuta b'alma. This is for my expenditures. He might be saying. So it's only a yad. Diburu hudelo aske. So again, mi aminin given the itkish l'korbanot, where in the continuation of the motzas vatecha, kasher nadarta, asher dibarta beficha. So beficha, we darshan, beficha means tzedakah. Right? That's because Yeshayo uses a lashon of mipi tzedakah. So mipi, lashon of peh, is always a way in which a person thinks about tzedakah.
Is it just a thing of giving
setting aside tzedakah? Yeah, sure, yeah. Absolutely. It's right here. That it's a getter of netter. It's a type of setting aside, like for Hegdash. There's a concept of setting aside for tzedakah. Or maybe tzedakah. So we should say, therefore, Ma Korbanot Yeshel Miyadav Tzedakah Yeshlat, or perhaps again, the whole context of the list over there is all in terms of Baal Ta'acher Udiitkish. Okay, that exhausts our Baal Ta'acher issues. Tomorrow we'll continue on other. We haven't really finished with Papa's list of questions. We haven't spoken about any of them to answer them. We're just listening to questions. We're in the middle of his questions. We'll find some more questions tomorrow. Mitzvah. Harei hu alai, harei ze alai asur, mitnei shu yad lekorba. Time of the Omar alai, hu di asur, avalo Omar alai, lo ti yufta da abai, Omar lecha abai, that's because it's not a yad at all. Time of the Omar alai, di asur, avalo Omar alai, hu, it could have meant, if you didn't say alai, maybe it meant hefker, maybe it meant tzedakah. Well, how could it mean that? We start off with the assumption that it's a yad lekorban katan. Elaima, time of the Omar alai, hu asur v'chaveru mutar. The Dilma Arehu Hegdish Kamar, and we would say we go Balasha Dinadorim Lachorim, as we'll see later on. Mitzvah Arezo Chatat Arezo Hashem. So there Afa Pishu Chayav Chatat VeHashem Lo Amar Klum Arezo Chatati Arezo Hashemi Im Hayam Mepuyach Dvarav Kayamim. This is certainly a yad, even if it's not mochiach, to yuftid abayit. Amalach abayit. Well, it's true, but remember, there's a machlokas, I'm under Reb Yehuda. What do you mean there's a machlokas? Abayit, you just said yesterday, abayit damra, anid amra, fil Reb Yehuda. Well, hadarbe. So, well, lema rabba damra, Reb Yehuda, also hadarbe. Amalach rabba, no, anid amra, fil rabbona. Akalamak amra, rabbona, lo bina ni adayim mochichot, ala gabi getten, and magarish, teshit chaviro, ala biyama bina ni adayim mochichot. Boy, rafafa. Yesh yad kedushin alo. Give me the case, please. Ilam edamar lo yisharet mukadeshet liva amar lachaveret avat nami. Pshita, ayna kedushin atzmam. Where's the yad? Ela kegon da amar lo yisharet mukadeshet liva amar lo. Vi amar lo lachaveretta. Vaat mi amrinan vaat nami amar lo lachaveretta. Therefore, tapsed by kedushin. O dilma vaat. We'll think about it. Amar lo lachaveretta. Vaat tapsed by kedushin. So at least he's agreeing to the overall assumption. Not necessarily. Michlal, techiyama sode kulot avi peah avi peah. Oh yeah, it's not a problem. Mean vatanya minayin shimotzel asor kol sedeu peah ose. Tamud lomar peat sadecha. Anyway, getting back to my question. Mi al minat kibed yitki shel korbanot, ma korbanot yesh lom yad, af pe yad, yesh lo yad, o dilma ki itkish, la bal ta'acher u di itkish. What are you referring to, the hekish? Hech itkish, the tanya. Mi imach, that's the doroshi, the shen ha-shem alokecha, mi imach refers to leket shikrapeya. Another question. Yesh yad etzdaka, o in yad etzdaka, ech idam, ima bidam ha-hadein, zizel etzdaka, va-hadein, nami, ha-utzdaka, atzimayi. Elak yagon, di omar ha-hadein, v'lo omar nami, my, Hadein nami tzedaka ka'omar, ahodilma mai ha've. Hadein means l'nafkuta bi'alma ka'omar, but shtibura hu de lo aske. So mi ha'mina kibinit kishel korbanot. Dechti pi chazu tzedaka ma korbanot, yesh lam yad av tzedaka, yesh lo yad. Ahodilma le'bal te'acher hu de itkish and not across the board.